Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called The Three Vikings by Adam Auerbach. And if you know anything about us, we love mythology, don't we? Mm-hmm. We love it. It's so much fun. And so today we're going to dig in just a little bit to some mythology of the Vikings. We call this Norse mythology. And chiefly among Norse mythology is a very cool place called Valhalla. We're going to talk about it. We're going to learn about it. We're going to have an interesting little dialogue here where it's kind of funny. So buckle up, buttercups. Today's story is read by Mommy and... Woof! 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 Are you a dog? Woof! A big dog. Woof! Let me think. What could be a big... Oh, are you a wolf? A wolfhound? Wait, you're a smaller dog? Medium-sized dog? Wait, I'm sorry. Are you all the dogs in the world combined?
Woof!
Impressive. I'm impressed. So, let's read this story. The Three Vikings. Three Vikings were sitting around a campfire. The littlest one was singing about Valhalla, the magical place where the strongest and bravest Vikings go. He sang of Valhalla's never-ending feasts, the golden tree that grows outside its doors, and the magical goat that nibbles the golden branches. I mean, right there. Never-ending feasts, a beautiful golden tree to look at, and a magical goat? Sounds pretty awesome.
One day I will be invited to Valhalla, said the first Viking, because I am the strongest.
Yes, you are, said the others.
One day I will be invited to Valhalla, said the second Viking, because I am the bravest.
Yes, yes, you are, said the others.
One day I, too, will be invited to Valhalla,
said the littlest Viking, and the other two Vikings didn't say a word.
Uh-oh.
Now, what do you think? You think he might get invited?
Yeah, because he sings beautiful songs.
Because he sings beautiful songs. That's definitely noteworthy. That night, all three Vikings dreamed that they were summoned to Valhalla. To get there, they had to travel over the tallest mountains, across the widest sea, and through the darkest forest. They set off the next morning, but when they reached the tallest mountains, they came upon an ornery troll.
No need to worry,
said the littlest Viking, and he began to sing a calming song. But the troll was not interested in music. Luckily, the strongest Viking was able to give the troll a lift back to where he belonged. And where did he belong?
On top of a mountain.
On top of his mountain. Off you go, troll.
Thanks, said the little Viking. But if there's any more trouble, I'll take care of it.
The other two Vikings did not reply, but in the picture we can see them giving each other the side eye. You know what that is? When you look out of the side of your eye at someone? Yeah.
Dogs do side eye a lot.
Dogs do side eye, yeah, that's true. While sailing over the widest sea, the Vikings ran into trouble again.
Let me handle this,
said the little Viking, and he began to sing a lullaby. Oh, but what's the problem here? What do you see? What is this creature?
An octopus.
Yeah, they call it the Kraken, a big old sea monster trying to take down their Viking ship. But the Kraken would not go to sleep. Luckily, the bravest Viking was there to help. And what do we see? She jumps into the water and shows the Kraken where it needs to go so it doesn't have troubles, right? And it goes right into its little shell and falls asleep and is good and fine and doesn't cause any more trouble.
Thanks, said the little Viking. But next time, I've got it covered.
The other two Vikings remained silent. I have a feeling like they don't believe him. What do you think? But do you know what? I think you were very right in your assessment of him. Because there's something very powerful about music. Deep in the darkest forests, the Vikings bumped into a fire-breathing dragon. Oh no! Dragons are terrifying!
Stand back, everyone!
Said the little Viking, and he began to play his wildest dance tune. The dragon loved the song, but decided that she wanted the little Viking's instrument for herself. The other two Vikings gave up their shields so that their friend could keep his lyre. And that's the name of the instrument here that he's been playing. It kind of looks like maybe a harp or something. Mm-hmm. And the dragon could make some music of her own. She was using the shields of each one of the Vikings and pounding them together, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
What's it called?
A symbol.
Oh, yeah. Using it as, like, a symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, said the little Viking. Next time, I'll be able to help, right?
Maybe you should just
leave things to us,
said the other two. After traveling for what felt like years, the three Vikings finally arrived at Valhalla.
I knew I would make it here because I'm the strongest, said the first Viking.
I knew I would make it here because I'm the bravest, said the second.
But why am I here?
Asked the little Viking. And the other two Vikings didn't know what to say. But we can see the golden tree and the goat, and everything is shiny there, right? And golden. When the three Vikings entered the grand hall at Valhalla, they were greeted by a cheering crowd. Everyone saw the little Viking's lyre, and they called out for him to sing. Valhalla was full of strong and brave Vikings, but none of them were musicians. They had been waiting for just the right Viking to come along and fill their days with music and songs and stories.
This is the song of three Vikings and their journey to Valhalla,
the little Viking said, and then he began to play his lyre and sing. At last, the little Viking was happy to be helpful. And it turns out that everything has a reason, right? He was invited for a reason, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And that reason was so that he could fill Valhalla with music. Never overlook the little guy. He might just be the most important of all.
Well, he wasn't really invited. He just went in.
No, he got invited. Remember the dream? They all had a dream where they were all invited. Yeah, he was invited. They'd been waiting just for him. He was extra special. And that, my friends.
The end.